Describe an important technological product you bought. You should say what it was, how you used it, why you bought it, and explain why you think it's important. I consider myself lucky to have a job in a multinational company, which caused me to buy a laptop for ordinary use at home. I'm very satisfied with the purchase, so I would love to share the story. Well, let me give you some background. I'm the eldest daughter of my family and live with them here in India. I recently got a job which requires me to complete digital tasks online. Besides, it has become impossible for me to use internet with my old cell phone. Considering everything, I have bought a laptop from the Dell brand shop online. Though I saved a portion of money from sources like private tuition for the laptop for a long time, the best opportunity came when I got appointed to this multinational company. I added the remaining from my salary and bought the laptop home. This is the age of technology, and using the internet with mobile phones is not very efficient. Some may browse the internet or social networking sites temporarily on a mobile network, but that is not suitable for any large-scale jobs. Often I have to perform some official tasks using the internet, and this is almost impossible by using a cell phone. Besides, I like watching movies for recreational purposes, and my cell phone is unable to come with such support for me. Moreover, my parents are devoutly religious and love listening to guided prayers on there. Considering all such matters, I decided to get a laptop, but unfortunately could not manage the entire amount. So, when I received my paycheck, I bought it right away. I bought the laptop last month and have been using it for around 3 weeks. By this time, the laptop has proved its worth. It holds an outstanding charge, usually about 7 hours. Besides, my parents are using it also and they are happy too. I plan to use the internet modem, but my father has arranged a broadband internet connection. So, using the internet is no longer a problem for us. I have 2 younger sisters and they are also careful about using the laptop. They mostly use the laptop when I'm not home and watch cartoons and animated movies on the internet. My mother takes care of the laptop and she is responsible for keeping it safe and clean from dust. I was really happy to buy this laptop. It may sound strange to some that it was a dream for me. I have realized the necessity of a laptop when I was at my university. I was unable to complete projects and assignments. I had to rely on my friends who had their own laptops. Though they cordially allowed me to use their laptops, I felt uncomfortable most of the time. On the other side, my family was not fortunate enough to spend some extra bucks for me to buy a laptop. So, I made a plan to make this dream come true. After lots of struggles, I got the job and I finally have my own laptop. All in all, I couldn't live without it now. Part 3. How much has technology improved how we communicate with each other? This is a controversial topic. On one hand, communication has opened up endless windows of opportunities to reach a broader spectrum of people, keep in touch with people better, and just all in all make communication more accessible. For example, I lived across the world, but I still felt close to my family, thanks to FaceTime. On the other hand, I believe it has had a negative effect on how we communicate with others. Where in the past we used to value discussing matters at face value, we now hide behind computer screens. I even feel I am scared to confront people face to face when I could make it easier over the phone or via text message or email. All in all, there are positives and negatives to it. Do you agree that there are still many more major technological innovations to be made? Of course. Endless, actually. There is more that will be created than we can even imagine at this particular moment in time. Looking back, I could never have dreamt in my wildest dreams all that is accessible to us nowadays. I'm anxious to see what will be available to us in the future. I can imagine hologram image video chats. Do you think people rely too much on technology? At times. I think people are becoming incapable of doing things the old school way, and videos, smart boards, audio files, etc., that when technology fails us, we're completely lost. Furthermore, I must be connected to my phone, email, and text messages at all times to even function. Moreover, I see that children are starting to not be able to enjoy life without a tablet or phone, whereas kids enjoyed playing outside and getting dirty in the past. So yes, in this world where Wi-Fi connection can fail us in an instant, people often rely too heavily on it. Could you suggest some reasons why people are deciding to reduce their use of technology? I'm seeing that people are starting to realize that they can't enjoy the moment they're in because they're always glued to their phones. Furthermore, they want to reduce the amount of time they stare at a computer screen all day, as it's straining and damaging to our eyes. Moreover, parents want to try to manage the time with their kids spent playing video games, encouraging them to get more fresh air. With the app that records the amount of time you spent on social media all day, it's a bit shameful to see how much time we waste away, so people are taking action against it.